Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because our regularly scheduled guest, we can't seem to track him down. And that was Chris Pinto, who's done some wonderful DVDs on the occult foundation of America. Now, basically, of course, America was founded primarily by Christians who wanted to have a nation where they could live and they could practice their religion as they saw fit. And the majority of them were Christians, although they were from many different sects. But there were a small number of people who were deeply involved in the occult, who played a key part in the formation of America. And they were simply carrying out an age-old plan that had been around for about 3,000 years to use this nation that exists in North America to bring about a world government. And that was the plan. And they had always known, the occultists had always known there was a nation here. And there's all sorts of evidence that there were people here long before Columbus ever discovered America. The Vikings were here. You know, certainly about the year 1100, they were in Greenland. And of course, so much of what we know and we believe today just isn't true. It is part of a conscious, organized effort to conceal the true history of the world, which is founded in secret societies and occult organizations, all intent upon world government. And we are seeing this whole incredible scenario carried out today. Well, it's going to be open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is certainly 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And since I have nothing planned, why, you're going to have to give us a call so we can talk about what you'd like to talk about. But, you know, I was going to be doing a series of programs with some people who've come out with a new DVD. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. And actually, I had done an interview with them a couple of years ago. I'd even forgotten about it. But we saw their new DVD just the other day, and it is great. It really is. It has all of the leading conservative researchers and columnists and personalities, or most of them anyway. And they've gotten them and put them together into a wonderful, wonderful scenario to explain what's going on in the world today. And I'm really very, very flattered. I was asked to be among them. And this is part one of Behold a Pale Horse. We'll have part two coming up before long. But certainly this, in part at least, ties into the program I'd hope to do tonight with Chris Pinto, who's done another very good DVD called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Now, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning is an amazing story because it goes into the occult people who were here, and the fact that they really were here, people like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Paine and others, who were part of this supernatural effort to bring about a world government. And people really don't understand that we live in a material world, but there's, of course, is an immaterial, a spiritual world out there. Most people find it very difficult to believe there's another dimension. And, of course, we live in a specific dimension, but there are people who can contact that other dimension. You do not want to be among them. We're warned in the scriptures to avoid this sort of thing. But, oh, well, we have Chuck calling from Michigan. We'll get to him in just a moment. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's going to be open lines. And we'll look forward to talking to you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
How are you doing tonight, Dr. Stan?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How are you, Chuck?
I'm doing great.
And what would you like to talk about?
Well, let me see. The election, for one thing. And then last week I called, but it was at the end of the hour, and I wanted to talk about them Muslims over here in Dearborn. This election, I don't think people realize how crucial this is, and there's hardly nobody ever votes. I think it's like 30%. I'm not sure about that, but, you know, we got to get out and vote. And there's no way that I'm going to support a president that's going to support gay marriage and then force health care down my throat while he's manipulating the Muslims around the world to do our dirty work. You know, I want that guy out of there. And everybody's saying that, Romney's not a, one of them, what do you call that religion?
He is Mitt Romney is a Mormon.
Yeah, so he's a Mormon. So I don't believe he's, you know, with that abortion agenda and that gay marriage agenda. And, you know, it's not so much that I really care too much for him either, but there's no way we can't have no more of this Obama playing both ends against the middle. And so I'm thinking, you know, unless we got some other third-party candidate, we got no choice but to vote for Romney.
Well, Chuck, do you listen to our program regularly at all?
Just off and on, I catch.
Well, let me suggest, Chuck, that you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you can't afford it, do you have access to a computer?
No, I can get it. I've just been so busy, I haven't been able to get it yet.
Fine. Okay. You can always watch the story. Basically, it's a talk I gave back in the early 1990s, I guess the early 2000s, and basically it's called Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, if you can stand watching me for 2 hours, you can see that on our website, certainly under videos. And we just go into the background of who really runs the world. And basically, it's nothing like we imagine. We don't have two political parties. We have one political party, and they select both candidates. And that way, whichever candidate loses, their candidate always wins. And if you don't think that certainly Mitt Romney was selected a long time ago for this position, or that even that Barack Obama was selected a long time and carefully schooled for this, well, you really don't understand the power structure that rules the world. But we're in real trouble. Hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 and give us a call. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. We have Chuck calling from Michigan, and Chuck wants everybody to vote for Romney because he doesn't like Obama. And I was simply trying to explain to him that the reality is we have one political party, and the ruling elite who control America run a candidate on the Republican ticket. They run a candidate on the Democrat ticket. And whichever candidate wins, it's always their candidate. And until people understand that, they understand that the real basis of America today, the real goal of our nation, is to bring about a one world government, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. We have 800 to 900 military bases. We spend more money for our military than almost all of the other nations in the world put together. We have an empire. We don't let the American people know that. We don't let the American people understand that we are financing dictators all throughout the world. We're financing the communist, ruthless communist dictators in Russia. Putin has probably been an asset for many years, as was Gorbachev. You remember what happened to Gorbachev after he was suddenly expelled as the leader of Russia? Why he came to America and got offices at the Presidio. Do you honestly think that you out there in the audience, any of you, could get offices at the Presidio? But Gorbachev, the ruthless murderer that he was, the former dictator, the mass murderer, the war criminal that he was, he got offices over there at the Presidio, and nobody ever suggested that he be tried for war crimes in Afghanistan. Well, Chuck, certainly if you have some parting thoughts, give them to us. Once again,
yeah,
our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I got some things to say about what's going on over in Dearborn, but I don't want to vote for Romney, and I'm with you on the same page. I believe what you're saying is true, but okay, so we all know that we got Romney and Obama, and they're playing both ends against the middle, and we can't trust either one of them. So what's wrong with us stepping up over here? We're having like meetings, and we're talking together in the cities and stuff, and you know we're just not going to have it no more. In Michigan here, I don't know what you all are going through out there, but they rung us through the ringer, the dryer, and back and forth, and three or four times, and these people over here have had it with all this, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. And we got these Muslims over here in Dearborn, Michigan, throwing rocks at Christians. These guys are going to have to pack their temple up and head out of town because we're not putting up with Muslims. We're over here. We want the Bible back in school. We want somebody in there running the show and paying the bills and acting like a person instead of an animal.
Well, Chuck, do you have some grassroots organizations? What you need are grassroots organizations made up of just common Americans who love freedom, who want to return to our constitutional form of government, our republic where the power of the federal government is limited, and the state and the local governments run certainly as much government as we need. We do not need a lot of government, but we have to have some government. We can't have anarchy. So what we need to do is take back our local communities. The enemies, the people who hate freedom, have a slogan. It's called, think globally, but act locally. And they have organized their groups all across America. I doubt that there's any community of any size that doesn't have a group of people who are aligned with what I call the globalists and, of course, these people who want to destroy America and bring about this one world government. Of course, they're the ones behind taking God and prayer out of our schools. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. It had to do with a long-range plan of destroying the religious foundation of this nation, which was founded upon that statement in the Declaration of Independence, which stated, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal, and were endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to pursue that goal, the governments were constituted among men, basing their authority on the consent of the governed. That's what it was all about. America was different than other nations. In other nations, government gave you certain rights. In America, you had rights that came from God, and governments were instituted to maintain our God-given rights. And that is why, of course, the evil people on the Supreme Court, and I'm talking about the Masons, members of the Masonic conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, it's a secret society with secret oaths and secret signs, and I'm not saying that most Masons understand Masonry, but if they read my book, they'd understand Masonry, they'd understand that they are the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, and their goal, of course, is to utilize America to bring about this one-world government and to destroy Christianity. And that is why they put their people on the Supreme Court and control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And nobody will ever tell the American people that. And it was the Masons who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go right ahead, Chuck.
Dr. Stan, they won't even sell us time on the TV where we can even talk about this or even make an issue out of it. We can't buy time on the TV right with them. They got that whole thing controlled. We got the money to buy TV time to talk about this, but we can't buy the time because they don't want to hear what we want to talk about on the TV. I don't like that at all. And so, you know, but it's not going to work because, you know what, my family, We're real Americans and we're real true Americans, and we're not going to stand for this. We're standing up as a family, as a group in cities and towns over here, and we're grouping together, and this ain't going to go. I'll tell you, you know, them same Americans that won in World War I and World War II and went over to Korea and Vietnam and over to these wars over here, they're alive, and that spirit is alive, that spirit of God that God put us in us to walk in victory. And they think they got us beat, but I got some bad news for them. They're not going to win. We're going to take them down.
See, most people want to be free, Chuck. Most people don't understand the problem. They know something's wrong, and of course our job is going to be to explain to them what it's all about. And not only what it's about from a political and cultural point of view, but what it's all about spiritually, because behind these evil men who want to bring about the world government are these ancient mystery religions, and that has been their goal, going all the way back to the time of Nimrod, who tried to unite the world, and of course he failed, God intervened, and of course God's been intervening ever since then. But this is a long-range plan, and we live at the most exciting time in history, because so many of the things that are prophesied in the scriptures are coming to pass today. One last thought, Chuck, but remember, organize locally, get together people and try to find leaders among yourself, and then organize and get the gun owners together and the farmers together and the union people together and certainly the teachers together and those who love America. Organize those groups and get them to speak out in favor of freedom. One parting thought from you before we go to Carl from Washington.
Okay, you're exactly right, and that's exactly what we're doing, Dr. Stan. But we do understand one thing. We do believe in the Bible, and the Lord give us the power by what we speak, long as it lines up with His will, and then we have the power, and we do understand that. We do believe that, and by faith, we'll take this nation back with the words and the Word of God, and by faith, and doing it the right way, not the way these guys are doing it. So they can't beat us. We just got to do the right thing the right way. We got this.
God bless you, Chuck, and you keep up the good work. Keep in touch with us. Thanks so much for calling, and let's go now to Carl is calling from Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Carl. How are we doing?
We're doing well, Dr. Stan. My wife and I tune in, and we've been learning a lot from you. And recently we watched the three documentary set on the secret history of America's beginning.
What did you think of that?
I really enjoyed them. Very informative. Enjoyed seeing you on there and a couple other people that we've seen in some other educational material. But one thing that we were kind of talking over between each other was it's kind of difficult to understand with the disinformation in public school that we received and the information that we've been learning lately. It seems that the prominent figures in our beginnings as a country are the ones who are on the fringes of Masonry and the mystery religions. But who are the actual God-fearing, Bible-believing Christians who are the founders of our country?
Well, basically, a list of about 56 of them who signed the Declaration of Independence and 55 who signed the Constitution. It could be the 55 who signed the, 55 or 56, and most of them were Christians. And basically, we have a number of books that go into the background. You want to get the background. But most of these people, you've never heard a lot of them, but they really were God-fearing Christians. Certainly, Adams was a Christian. And if you read some of the commentaries of when his conversations with Thomas Jefferson. And, of course, as Thomas Jefferson grew older, he turned back more to Christian. He was raised as a Christian. He got away from Christianity, got into the mystery religions. And then as he grew older, he turned more back to Christianity. We have the book called The Master Thoughts of Thomas Jefferson, printed in 1907. And that certainly was a time when, before they were simply shredding the books and rewriting history. And he talks about, how he had dabbled in all of these things as a younger man. But now, of course, he was going to simply put them aside and lay his head on the soft pillow which Christ had prepared for us. Whether he ever accepted the divinity of Christ, I do not know. But he believed in the basic tenets of the Christian religion. Hey, hang on there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But, Carl, I believe personally that George Washington was a Christian. He was a Mason, admittedly, but he was also a Christian. There's a wonderful book out. It's called the George Washington, The Flame of History, something like that. And it's written by a man who spent 12 years researching everything that George Washington ever wrote. And it really goes into great detail about his Christian beliefs. And there were many people at that time who were Masons who still adhered to the basic Christian tenets because they didn't understand the occult root of Masonry. So basically, with the exception of certainly of Jefferson and certainly Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Paine, most of the people who were really instrumental in creating the United States were Christians. Oh, they'll try to tell you they were deists, but if you really read their writings, you'll find they really weren't. Certainly there were many people at that time who were involved in these occult movements at all, but they weren't necessarily the people who were creating the United States. Does that answer your question? And basically, if you want to get more information on that, David Barton has written some wonderful books. Now, I don't agree with everything David Barton says, but he has an awful lot of good material. And I think that where people have really missed the boat is when there are many, many people out there who believe that America was founded primarily by occultists. And many people feel that America was founded primarily by Christians. But it was both of them. Both of them were here. The Christians wanted this to be a Christian republic where we would actually limit the power of government over our lives. The occultists wanted an all-powerful government that would one day dominate the world. And if you ever heard that wonderful quotation from Benjamin Franklin, you probably heard it many times. Sir, I've looked, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it, I've looked a long time, sir, but the longer I look, the more convinced I am of this fact, that God rules in the affairs of men. And certainly, if a sparrow cannot fall without his knowledge, can a great empire be raised without his knowledge? And it's for that reason I believe that we should start our programs every day, our sessions every day with a prayer. That was Benjamin Franklin. But what was he talking about? He was talking about a great empire. That's what he wanted. I mean, most Americans didn't want an empire. They just wanted a society where they could be free. And most people have never read that and understood the significance of what Benjamin Franklin said. And so you actually have to get used to their writings and the use of capitals and the ways that they would put these ideas out. And once you understand that they would use capitals to represent deity, and so much of what some of these people were writing that really had to do with this formation of this world occult movement, it changes your entire perspective. Always read these things and notice the words they capitalize. And in Benjamin Franklin's statement, he capitalized the word empire. In other words, this empire was deity. And that's really what the whole idea is all about. It is this one world religious body. And of course, this will be not under the control of the God of the Bible, but under the control, certainly, of the dark forces that rule the world today. Anything else, Carl?
No, thank you. Broadened our understanding. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, God bless. Please encourage people up there to listen and they need to get that. I think that secret mystery of America's beginning is very important. Hang on just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Carl was just saying that he had just finished watching a very important DVD. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And actually, there were three of them. Did you see all three of them, Carl?
Yep, I've seen all three.
All right, fine. And basically, the first one, in fact, I think I'm in two. I'm not sure whether I don't think I'm in the third one. But the third one, of course, goes into the background of some of the occultists who had been working in America, but this was actually probably during the 1900s, a lot of them were. But the first one goes into the background of the beliefs of the people who created America. And when America was created, basically, when the pilgrims arrived here, almost immediately after that, a small group of men were sent from England. And they were sent here by a secret society that had been commissioned by Francis Bacon. And Francis Bacon had commissioned this secret society to form a new Atlantis. America was to be the new Atlantis, to reshape this organization, this nation, which we're told existed one time. We don't know if it ever existed, but this is the story that's told. Atlantis was this wonderful society, and then, of course, came a great flood and destroyed it. Of course, some people think what they were talking about was the society that existed before the Great Flood. And, of course, it was after it was established, it became totally corrupt. And when God looked at it, he couldn't find anybody worthwhile saving other than Noah and his family. And as a result, they destroyed everything and started in all over again. And that's, of course, this was, if you go into the chronology, this is about 4,400 years ago, 4,600 years ago. And then, of course, you have Noah, and then he begins to have children, and they have children. And then pretty soon, you have down about three or four, six generations, you have Nimrod, and he wants to unite the world under his control. But, of course, God intervenes because he doesn't want the world united. He creates all the different languages and disperses people throughout the world. And a lot of people say, oh, that's foolish talk. That's just a biblical story. But, you know, if you study languages, they all have a common origin, really. They're all interrelated. How could that possibly have happened? Well, I believe it's because God created them all differently, and he dispersed people all throughout the world about 4,400 years ago. And of course, but there's always been the descendants of Nimrod who wanted to bring about a world government. And of course, when Christianity came along, they had to destroy Christianity because, of course, it was the one thing that wouldn't unite the people and keep them from going into this one world government. And, of course, that was so, what was so instrumental about America. It was founded on Christian beliefs, and that's why they had to destroy Christianity in America, take God and prayer out of our schools, the Ten Commandments, because we couldn't have a moral foundation if we were going to create this one world government under the control of Lucifer, and that is what it's really all about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'll invite your calls. And Carl, anything else you'd like to cover?
Oh, maybe just a word of encouragement for your listeners. God is on the throne. He's still on the throne. And, you know, the enemy and the Brotherhood of Darkness may, at some point, we know they will achieve, to some extent, their goal of the world, one world government, but Jesus is coming again soon. He's coming to judge sin, and so choose this day whom you will serve. And I just exhort Brother Stan and all the hard work that you do, and just appreciate your faithfulness.
And I think that the most important thing is that we're going to have to learn to rely on Jesus. So if we're going to, we should be out there working. We have an obligation to be working. We should work as if saving America is up to us, and pray as if it's up to God. And I don't know whether God's going to intervene or he's going to let this nation be destroyed. We're just going to have to wait and see. That is his decision. But I would tell you, you know, if God is just, he's going to have to bring his judgment on this nation because we have turned away from him. And as Jefferson said so well, God, who gave his life, gave his liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are today. And if we don't necessarily have a revival in America, I believe God's going to withdraw his protection from us. Yes, Jesus is coming again. There certainly will be a day of redemption, but in that meantime, there's going to be a lot of problems. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, and thanks for calling, Carl.
Let us swear. be late.
No.
Quiet with all.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines, and so give us a call if anything you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, we're going to be doing a series of interviews with Doug Woodward. And I don't know if you know Doug, but we've had him on several times in the past. And he's written two books, Power Quest Book 1 and Power Quest Book 2. And they're fascinating, and of course what we're going to be doing a program on this week is the other dimension, the supernatural dimension, and really how do we get people, logical people, to honestly understand that suddenly there really is another dimension. There is a supernatural dimension in the world today. Well, of course, we can read the Bible, and we can read about how Christ walked on water, how Christ was able to bring people back from the dead, how Christ was certainly able to do all sorts of supernatural things, including be killed and then resurrected, and we believe these things as a matter of faith. But how do we carry that forward to today? I mean, that's the Bible, and we accept that there is a supernatural things that have happened, but how do we relate to this today? Well, I know people who've seen UFOs. My wife has seen one. My friend, Dr. Whitstone, I practice with, has seen this sort of thing. We have a friend of ours who has owned some large concessions down on the gateway, certainly on the place that they have down by the wharf here in Santa Cruz, at the where they have the roller coasters. And certainly he's told me about having a gentleman over at his home who is actually demonically possessed, and watching this man sitting in a chair levitating. And of course, we've talked many times to Joanna Michelson, who actually was being trained as a sorcerer's apprentice. She saw all sorts of supernatural healings, because all the people ended up being demonically possessed. But I mean, what could I actually say? I've never seen a UFO. How do I know that the UFOs are real? Well, I believe my wife. I believe the people. But, you know, is there anything that I thought, when have I actually seen something truly supernatural? And I mean, I've seen amazing things happen when tornadoes would take out 6-foot trees, come right along the front of our house, and they'd been tearing the grapevines off of our home, but it didn't hurt our home. Not one little iota. But as I was reading Doug's book, certainly in preparation of the program, I think we're doing it tomorrow evening, why, of course, he mentioned General Stubblebine. Now, Major General Stubblebine, that name may not mean much to you, but it means a great deal to me. I've met General Stubblebine, but I've also seen the spoon. the spoon that he bent. Now, basically, I went back to do a radio program or television program with Joyce Riley, and General Stubblebine, a major general in the military in charge of one of these units in the military that deals with the supernatural, they tap into it, and they use that supernatural power in warfare today. And, of course, they spend a great deal of money and limited funds. And one thing is they brought in a gentleman named Uri Geller who could take a spoon and twist it and actually tie it into a knot. How can you take a spoon and tie it into a knot? Well, that's what Uri Geller could do. Some people said, oh, it was just it was a game he played. Well, basically, of course, he taught General Stubblebine and people in this unit how to take a spoon and tie it into a knot. And he'd done that certainly the day before I arrived at Joyce Rice's home, Riley's home, and I picked up that spoon, which was still there. There is no way a human being could have certainly have bent that spoon, and it was tied into a knot. The handle was tied into a knot, and of course this had been done the day before, and of course General Stubblebine was simply utilizing this supernatural power that he and the military have tapped into. It's not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. And you must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there are supernatural forces out there. You and I are to do not to tap into those. Certainly many of the richest people in the world have tapped into it. This is where they've got their fortunes. And that's why they're using their fortunes to bring about the plan of the prince of this world to bring about a one-world government under his control. But that, of course, is Lucifer. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and let's go to Michael calling us from Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
You're doing great. Hey, Dr. Stan, I think that you're going to have a little more power in science spoons and not to be you and your crew. You know, I believe in God, Dr. Stan. Jesus is faithful and just to me. He is my Lord. He is my high priest. He loves me. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's my faithful high priest. He upholds the power of our word and returns a hundredfold harvest. His word promises he upholds our words. And it is here right now. We can do it right now with our words, because that's how God created the earth. He's never changed. But my suggestion is that we stop paying taxes, okay? We stand up and say, no more. You can't operate with no money, and you're getting no more from us, because we're very disappointed. You guys have been some real bad boys, and we're done with you, and we're going to go in a different direction, and we're done paying you. You can't have no more money. Let's stop paying taxes. Let's do that.
Well, Michael, it wouldn't do any good for you to stop paying taxes. It puts you in prison. What you need to do, of course, is get people all across America, organizing all across America, to take a stand against the government and point out that the Internal Revenue Service, or I prefer calling it the Infernal Revenue Service, but the Internal Revenue Service is unconstitutional. This is fraudulent. It's part of a conspiracy, not to certainly finance America, but to finance this move towards world government, and point out the subversive and treasonous activities of that created the Internal Revenue Service in violation of our Constitution and are using those funds today to finance dictators throughout the world and to kill millions of people. And ladies and gentlemen, Michael, they've already killed several billion people. They kill a million or more every day. And if you've never heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, you need to get it. But it's very well to talk about not paying taxes. Why they'll put you in prison? Not until the vast majority of the people in America are willing to stand up and say, oh, we are going to expose this subversive and treasonous movement within our country. Only then will we have any effect. Anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, that's what I believe. I believe that we should all quit paying taxes. Because, you know, one thing I learned is it's like a liar. If you're going to lie to me, you're going to lie to somebody else. So if you're going to kill them, you're going to kill us. So if we don't stop paying these guys, they're going to use our own money to kill us anyways.
But they're always, Michael, they're already doing that. And they're not only they're killing us, they're killing people throughout the world. They're destroying the lives of our children. America, as far as infant mortality, we're down, I think, 30th or 40th in the world. We used to be at the top, but no longer. They've introduced programs that are killing our children and destroying their lives, which is why that simply 1 in 9 American children has asthma, 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, 1 in 11 to 12 children has extensive allergies or autoimmune disease, 1 in about 60 boys, 60 to 65 boys has autism, 1 in 88 children has autism. This is all being done to us. We need to educate the people, and we've got to start at the local level, Michael. Start there, and maybe one day we can get to the point where we don't have to pay the taxes, because this money is being used not to advance the cause of freedom, but of tyranny. Hey, I'll let you go, but God bless you, and keep close to the Lord, okay?
Okay. We are getting the word out, Dr. Steve.
Okay, you just keep getting it out. Get everybody back there in Michigan listening. God bless. Okay, let's go to Fred, who's also calling from Michigan. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'd love to hear from you. Hi, Fred. How are things doing?
Okay.
What part of Michigan are you from?
Grand Blanc.
Okay, very good. Well, do you have a question or comment? Yeah, we interviewed Joe Bannister. He's a very courageous guy. I have a lot of respect for him. For those, would you like to tell our listeners who Joe Bannister was?
Well, he also, Dr. Stan, has a companion site, Truth Attack. TruthAttack.org.
Okay. Joe Bannister was an IRS agent who one day read the Constitution and realized what he was doing was illegal, and he gave up his job to try to educate the people to understand the Internal Revenue Service is certainly involved in illegal activity, and certainly the 16th Amendment is totally fraudulent. And if you read the 16th Amendment, you find out that really it does not authorize them to tax the average individual. And this whole thing is a scam. Joe Bannister gave up a great job in pension and security to lead the battle against the IRS. I haven't heard Joe in a long time. Is he still around?
Yes, Dr. Stan, Alex Jones interviewed him last week, along with Joe's colleague, Sherry, can't remember her name. She actually went to prison, but she's bringing out a book soon, if not already. Sherry, I can't remember. Joe and she were also talking about a fellow who is now unfortunately deceased, Tom Cryer, who was a tax attorney who, like Joe, decided he had to investigate what he thought he knew, because this is really what led Joe ultimately to abandon his felony IRS position. And so Tom Cryer went to the law library and investigated the statutes regarding income taxes, which he thought he knew so well, only to discover, as his friend had described, that he was defrauding and extorting. And so Tom Cryer, upon discovering those facts, stopped paying his own IRS extortionary tax, so the IRS Infernal Robbery Squad came after him. And Tom Cryer went to court, and he beat the IRS in court. And he then produced a 110-page memorandum of law, which he had on his website, which I can't recall what it was, but Joe Bannister would certainly know. And maybe truthattack.org would have that memorandum of law, because coming from a tax attorney who actually defeated the IRS, who came after him when he failed to pay the extortionary income tax.
Well,
that would
go Go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, most Americans don't understand that America has more people in prison than any other nation in the world. We have far more people in prison in the United States than they have in communist China. They've got three times our population. Why do we have so many people in prison? Many of them are government agents who try to tell the truth. Others are people who are standing on the Constitution and they've been arrested and put in prison. One in every 103 American adults is in prison today. One in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole in America today. And many of them are simply people who have read the Constitution and tried to stand up for it because I'm going to pay my taxes because I want to be able to continue getting the information out the way that I do. But I have the greatest respect for these people, and there are a number of them in prison today because they've read the law and they realize that what's going on is unconstitutional. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, Fred, I share your concern, and basically I will get hold of Joe and get him back onto our program. He's a great patriot, a great American, and we all just owe him and the people he works with a great debt of gratitude. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else you'd like to say, Fred?
There is, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
There is a gentleman, perhaps you've heard of him. He's a minister out of Texas, David J. Smith. And he does have a publication called Newswatch Magazine. And I contacted him back in the spring. And in my hands, I have the March 2012 edition. And there's this Robert Zoellick of the World Bank. He's the president of the World Bank. And in this March 2012 Newswatch Magazine, goes into all of the monetary fraud and other crucial facts. And Mr. Zoellick says he gave a speech at Harvard. No, I'm sorry, Johns Hopkins University. And he says that Americans would be mistaken to assume the Federal Reserve currency as the world's predominant reserve currency. And he said that he's even recommending replacing it with SDR, a special drawing right, which are based on a basket of international currencies. And it goes on to cite that they're even stating that the oil transactions should begin to be transacted in other currencies.
Or do you know who Zoellick really is? He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, basically, six of the eight members of the presidents of the World Bank since 1977. Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank have come from the Trilateral Commission, and of course, is Robert Zoellick. And basically, that is their program. These people hate America. They have no loyalty to America. So, eight of our 10 U.S. trade representatives have come from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Between 1977 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. These are the people who run our country, and they really want to destroy it. Read the writings of Sidney of Mortimer Zuckerman, who's a member. He is a Sidney member of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, and you can get his articles up on the internet or off Alex Jones' website. Mortimer Zuckerman, he is the editor of U.S. News and World Report, and you'll find out what they're really up to. And what they really want to do is destroy this nation. Hang on there, Fred. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Go right ahead, Fred.
Yes, Dr. Stan. In the same Newswatch magazine, they're talking about alternative currency and the Coinage Act of 1965. You know, that state, the federal statute that says a person or an organization does not necessarily have to accept currency or coins for payments of goods. It goes on to cite something called, one example is the Berkshire over there in western Massachusetts, the Berkshire region, and it's an alternative currency, and they say here, since 2006, 2.3 million worth of Berkshires have been issued in the western Berkshires of Massachusetts, and it's being used instead of Federal Reserve currency. And they go on to cite that even here in Michigan, I had no idea, some news affiliate in Michigan reports that new types of money are popping up across Michigan, and supporters say it is not counterfeit, it's rather just a competing currency. Then they go on to cite the Coinage Act of 1965 that says they can do that. And it's happening in Massachusetts, the Berkshires, and they show them right in this magazine. It's astonishing. So it sounds like certain states, I heard that Utah, maybe they're already doing it in Utah also.
Well, they're talking about it in a lot of states, and I think it's an excellent idea. What we have to do, Fred, is break the bankers' control over our monetary systems. They basically, there is a conspiracy among the major banks. What most people don't understand is that there are six major banks in America, and then there are about 7,500 to 8,000 much smaller banks. But those six major banks control 60 to 70% of all the financial assets of our country. That's, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and they simply, not only do they control our country, they control our politicians, they control our corporations, and they interlock with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Yes, you're right. We need, of course, an alternative currency, and hopefully that may be coming much sooner than we anticipate, because I think the whole financial structure of America is going down and very, very soon. Parting thought, Fred, before we let you go.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I just want to say you were a tremendous inspiration, and I want to...
Right, we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time, but God bless you, Fred. Thank you very much for calling. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can go to our website and get our address. But we also want to remind you we're having an all-day seminar on the 21st of October. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We have it every year. Had about 160 to 180 people last year, and we want people to get signed up now because we have to have lunches. Lunch comes with this meeting. It's a fascinating meeting. We're bringing in excellent guests from across the country, and people come on a regular basis. We hope you'll be in a position to come this year. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 to get your reservations, get a copy of the program, and of course you can read more about it at our website, radioliberty.com. Now, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of our DVDs. We have a new DVD called 9/11 Explosive Evidence by Richard Gage. That's the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have Agenda 21. It's a talk by Michael Shaw on the secret agenda for the 21st century. We have, of course, the DVD on aspartame by Betty Martini. We have Geoengineering by Ross and Peterson. That gets into, of course, how they're poisoning our air and poisoning our water and poisoning our soil by spraying massive amounts of aluminum. We have my talk on population control, the covert agenda. We have, of course, the DVD, Wide is the Gate, Volume 2 by Carol Matriciana. And then, of course, we have my talk. Certainly on the case for a satanic conspiracy. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to send you, if you do get any of the DVDs from us or any of our four CD or tape sets, and you suddenly want to go ahead and reduplicate them, as long as you're not making a profit, we want you to reduplicate them and get them out certainly far and wide. We have to reach people and let them understand not only what's happening financially and culturally, but what's happening spiritually. We do recommend that excellent DVD by Chris Pinto, who is to be our guest tonight. But, of course, he has this DVD set called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And you can get this at either any one of the three or get them all together at reduced cost. But, of course, Volume 2 gets into the architecture of our nation's capital. And when you know what you're looking for, you'll find out that the Washington, D.C. was laid out in a cult and numerological pattern based upon occult concepts and occult beliefs. That is the architecture of our nation's capital. And, of course, it's the DVD, I think, is called The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Then, of course, we have a wonderful, wonderful DVD series. There are five in each one, part one, part two. And that's Pastor Billy Crone on the final countdown. How do we really understand what's going on today? Well, you can only really understand what's going on today if you understand that we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy, and that's what Billy Crone does so well. And these are simply not sermons. They have a tremendous amount of film footage and video footage and other documentation on what he is talking about. And certainly the return of the Jews to the Holy Land, certainly the things that are taking place at every level of our society, the breakdown of the structure of our society, the breakdown of our faith, the infiltration of our churches. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, many of our churches and our religious organizations have been taken over. Remember Jimmy Baker? Do you remember, of course, Jimmy Swaggart? Do you remember Ted Haggard? Because he was a pot-smoking homosexual who headed the National Association of Evangelicals, 30 million members strong. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.